turn with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 47. We're making our way through the Lord's Prayer together. We're going through the first of the day.
I don't want to give you the page because Lord's Day 47, question and answer 122. And please respond to the question. What is the first petition? Hallowed be thy name. That is, grant us first rightly to know thee and to hallow, magnify, and praise thee in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that thy name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. Well, the last Lord's Day 46, is the introduction to whom we are approaching in our prayer. And Jesus teaches us that we are approaching our Heavenly Father. And so now we are beginning to be taught how we are to pray to our Heavenly Father. And so the first thing he places in that model prayer is this: hallowed be your name, which means to set apart God as being holy and one of honor, one who is glorious, right? The thing about this part of the prayer is that we are not adding on to God's glory. We are not reminding God of how holy or glorious he is. What we are doing is acknowledging for who he is. As a matter of fact, if you're standing on the tallest mountain on the world, and if it is provable that is indeed the tallest mountain of the world, then that's what it actually is. Now, if you're saying mountains behind you, the San Gabriel's mountains are the tallest mountains in the world, well, you'll be lying because they're not, right? So when we're saying God, we're praying for God to be made holy. We're praying for God to be acknowledged in a way that he truly is. As a matter of fact, as glorious as he truly is. So that it is not some form of selfishness or pride of God that he asks us to hallow his name. He alone is worthy of that exaltation and praise. And by doing so, it actually orients our hearts and our lives. Because we are not first. We are not the center of our universe. Our Lord is. Our God is. And so by doing so, by placing God as the center, we know that worshiping anything else, acknowledging anything else that competes with God in his sovereignty, in his power, in his adoration, is nothing more than idolatry. So we can recognize anything less than God is idolatry. And that those are things not worthy of receiving our adoration. And so that's the first thing that this prayer teaches us. It orients our hearts to know who is center, who is the center, who is first in our life. But it also does another thing. This desire for God's name to be hallowed means that we want not just God to be hallowed in our lives, we want God's name to be hallowed everywhere else. That's what the psalmists are all about. They want God's praise to be from the ends of the earth, because we know that God's name isn't hallowed from to the ends of the earth. We know that there are many who don't acknowledge God as glorious, as the true God. And so that's why we pray for God's name to be hallowed in all of creation. And we do this in our own lives, as we share with others, as we are living testimonies of God being the center of our life, but also telling others of who their hearts, where their hearts should center, find their center. And that's in God's glory, because that's the purpose of our life. That's the purpose of everything in creation, is for the glory of God. And so, let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 47 with that.